it's sorry. Let's go to page Kuf Tet Vav or Kuf Yud Daled. I'm on top of the page, the section bet. שהבינה מעבירה דרך חלון את האור דקומה חוכמה לזרמפין ומלכות. It's a very important to pay attention that from Bina things started to change. Up till Bina, every the light or yashar was coming and so he said התלבש בחוכמה and came straight down. And we said that through Bina, the light goes through creation. The creation is after Bina. And literally here, the concept of Atzilut, we have to understand what it is exactly, where it is. What Atzilut, what role Atzilut plays in regards to the Bria and the rest of the creation. So it says, "Bili hitlapshut shniya ve'or chozer demasach debichinat bet." We said, in the Chokhmah, when the Or Chokhmah comes, mitlabesh bechokhmah Or Ein Sof, and comes, and when we say Or Ein Sof, this is Or Keter, because Keter is Ein Sof. Mitlabesh be'or chokhmah, that means bichinat gimel. And we said bichinat gimel, or chuzer of bichinat gimel, captures or chokhmah. But this or, this zivug daka happens where? In keter. So this or chokhmah comes to the keter of chokhmah, chokhmah of Atzilut, and then comes to Bina of Atzilut. And here Bina Atzilut allows the light to go through, which is the Chokhmah. Same Chokhmah that Itlabesh went to the Keter, and then Chokhmah of Atzilut receives this light and goes through Bina. We said there is no Or Chozer at this time. And Derech Chalon v'Nekev Tzar goes to Olam, which we call after Bina Zerampin Malchut. This is Olam Atzilut. So the Shoresh of Olam Atzilut is where? After Bina. Anything happens after Bina is called Olam Atzilut. It's the Shoresh, it's the beginning of Olam Atzilut. That means that Or Chokhmah that Hitlabesh b'Chokhmah and came to Keter of Atzilut, Chokhmah of Atzilut, and Chokhmah of Atzilut wanted to give to the rest of the Atzilut, come to Bina, and really from here the Olam Atzilut starts. Olam Tikkun starts, which is, we call Parsufim Shel Memhei and Ben. Memhei and Ben. And here it goes. Let's read the Ari. Ve'omnam kesheratza la'ir bina de atzilut. Bina de atzilut. Ve'ilech at sof kol ha'atzilut. Hine vadai shehutzrach lehitlabesh gam bebina de atzilut. It says when the, or this chokhmah wants to come to the bina of atzilut, there must be the usual way of hitlapshut to go through. Ki ein zerampin venukva mekablim or rak al yadei bina. That means zerampin malchut that follows bina. They receive their light from the bina. Ha'inyanhu, however, the subject here is to pay attention. Shelo hu ila habina rak. Lema'avar levad. She only became here to be a ma'avar, a channel to allow it to go through. El Ora Ensof Hamelubash Tocha Chokma Atzilut. That Ora Ensof, which Melubash, which is covered, closed by the Chokma of Atzilut. Velo Nasa Habina Masach Velibush Bet. And here, Bina, because didn't cause any Or Chozer, still the Bichina of Aviut of Bet remains, because this Or that comes to go to the Bina, what Aviut it has right now? Aviut Bet. But this Aviut Bet was created in Chokhmah. And now this that comes, so the Zerampin v'Malchut, what light do they get? Chokhmah. That means Bichinat Bet. Does Zerampin get Bichinat Bet? Yes. Malchut receives Bichinat Bet, both of them. That's why we said at the beginning, the moon and the sun, that means the Zerampin v'Malchut, both have had light. Received light from where? From Bina. Both of them, they had their own light. However, with a slight differentiation, that Zerampin received Derech Halon, and now we will understand what is Derech Halon. That means, we said, whenever we say Derech Halon, that means there is a Or Chozer, there must be an Or Chozer from Lemata Lemala, and Malchut receives Derech Nekev Tzar. Bravo, a straight, this Or Yashar goes, but the difference is that when it goes through Bina, doesn't change its Aviyut. Still Zerampin receives Bichinat Bet, and Malchut receives Bichinat Bet. The only difference, it says Derech Chalon v'Nekev Tzar. Derech Chalon v'Nekev Tzar, this which we have to understand, and this means that first has to go to Zerampin, there should be a one Or Chozer, and then through that, the light that goes to Malchut is considered Nekev Tzar, because it already went through Chalon. Yes, same time.
So does that affect
Nekev Tzar? No, both of them receive the same light. Both of them receive the Chokhmah of Bichinat Bet. From above. What it comes, both of them receive this Chokhmah.
From below, the returning light only goes through the Chalon or goes to both?
Both. It says Chalon v'Nekev Tzar. That means simultaneous, both of them receive the same light. They are different. Chalon is wider.
Right.
Nekev Tzar is tight. Now, what is really happening here? Bokeror. What's here really happening? We know that the light that comes, called Chokhmah, is shining on both of them, both Zerampin and Malchut. Now, that means they are receiving at first what? The aspect of Gar. Aspect of Gar. Now Bina allows this, and when the light comes all the way down, comes to Malchut of Atzilut. What is the Aviyut of this Malchut right now? Bravo! The Aviyut is Bet. So the Or Chozer that occurs here goes how far? Till Bina of Atzilut, the first one. Till Bina of Atzilut. The first time Or Chokhmah goes all the way down. But then when it hits the Malchut, we said always Malchut has a Masach. A Masach Bichinat Bet, now Malchut has. The Or Chozer comes to Koma of Bina of Atzilut and not till Chokhmah of Atzilut. Now, what they have captured of Aviyut what? after this Or Chozer? Aviyut of Bet. What kind of aviyut was Chokhmah originally? Bravo. That Gimel now was stopped by Bina to go any more down. The first time, the Or Chozer, she doesn't negate and allow the Chokhmah to go all the way down till Malchut. Malchut, when it creates the Or Chozer and captures the light, follow, captures the light. Whatever Bina says you captured, this is for the creation. This is enough for the creation. Now hold on to this, what was captured. What remains outside?
You mean as far as the light?
Right. That Chokhmah that was beginning, at the beginning came in, not all of it came into this Bina. How far it came? Because the Or Chozer was only up to
Bina,
not up till Chokhmah. So the whole light of Chokhmah was not captured. Partially was captured. So that Chokhmah becomes Makif to Bina. Makif to this what was captured inside this vessel of Bichinat Bet. Now, this picture I want for you to be clear and go over it till we understand it. So in reality, what was captured inside this? It was Bina and Zerampin and Malchut. A light for Zerampin, a light for Malchut, including Bina. This is for purpose of creating what, this light? To create Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiya. The Makif, which is that part of Chokhmah that did not come in, was not captured by this Or Chozer, remains a Makif forever.
But we know that already, that it's like this.
What is like this?
Yes. And it remains.
But right now, I want to look at the picture of right now of Atzilut. You have an Eser Sefirot Shel Atzilut, Or Chokhmah from Keter, Mitlabesh Bechokhmah. It is Koma of Bet, Asa Bemakom Keter. Comes to, and this light comes to the Keter Chokhmah of Atzilut. This light comes to Keter Chokhmah. That means Keter Chokhmah, they receive this totality of the light. Chokhmah now wants Hakol b'Chokhmah Asita. And we call this beginning of Olam Atzilut. Now Chokhmah wants to give to the rest of the Atzilut. The first Sefirah that he has to give is Bina. Bina does not cause any Or Chozer, any Hitlapshut, allows this to go. However, Derech Chalon v'Nekev Tzar, which we studied and we're going to go over it again. And then when it reaches Malchut, Malchut of Atzilut, which has a view of Bichinat Bet, creates an Or Chozer, which creates another libush over that Chokhmah that originally came in up till Bina of Atzilut, and that what is captured here is the light necessary to create the Olam Bria, and the rest of the Chokhmah that stays outside stays Makif. Now let's go here to the section Gimel. La'ir be'olam ha'briya is to illuminate Olam HaBriya, mitlabesh Or HaElyon be'or makif de kumat bichinat bet. That means that Or Chokhmah mitlabesh and becomes makif of bet, which is that light that was captured by Bina. שהיא בינה. ונמצא שגם החוכמה נעלמה. And therefore, now where is חוכמה? חוכמה was concealed again with this אור חוזר אף בחינת בית, called בינה. ולא נעשה הבינה מסך וליבוש בית כדי להעיר לזה רמפין, רק בא האור עצמו דרך נאו. I'm sorry, I went up again. אמנם בבריאה מתלבש, ונמצא שגם החוכמה נעלמה, והכתר והחוכמה נכללים תוך הבינה. And now we have the כתר and the חוכמה of אצילות נכללים. They are inclusive, they are inside, concealed, inside this light called בינה. which is aviut of pen. Nagimel, omnam, bebriya, when we are in the aspect of briya, mitlabesh ein sof libush acher bebina da'atzilut. Now there is a libush called bina fa'atzilut, and that bina fa'atzilut, that libush captures that kind of a light to create olam briya. וזאת הבינה נעשה מסך סתום ומלובש גמור אשר ילדו מקבלים עשר ספירות דבריה כולם אפילו כתר חוכמה דבריה. He says, here we go, that this light causes מסך סתום. Now this is very important to recognize. מסך סתום. סתום, what is סתום? It's locked. Now that means you put a lock on it. You put a lock on it. It's blocked.
Locked is
sagur. Yeah, sagur that you cannot open.
Satum is
like a dam. You put something in front of it, you don't allow it to go. It's satum. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now it comes and it says the following. All right. Because what doesn't she want? She doesn't want the Or Chochmah to go down. She doesn't anymore want Or Chochmah to go down. She stopped it. She says Or Chochmah, because we know that when Or Chochmah goes down, the Kelim doesn't, they don't have a chance to make a correction. This fault already happened in Olam Nekudim. So, Chokhmah is Bina, which has the Chokhmah, says, listen, Chokhmah, stop here. If you continue to do the same, it's going to fail again. So she stopped it. It's like a mother stops the father. She stops and says, wait a minute, I handle it. I know what you want to do. You already went once and you left your impression. You remember Or Chochmah comes all the way down to Atzilut, Malchut of Atzilut. Malchut of Atzilut creates Or Chozer. And this light goes back, creates a Libush. So the light was already there, left an impression. The light of Chochmah left. And stayed as a makif. Why? Because Bina said, "Now stop." She creates a new masach. She stops Or Chochmah to go to Bria. She stops the Or Chochmah to continue to go to Bria. So, how far Or Chochmah goes really? Till Malchut, Atzilut. When Malchut of Atzilut has a viut of Bet only. A viut of Bet.
So Bina, as I understand, Mahabar, she stops it.
At first, allows the Chochmah to go through. But knowing that there is a viut of Bechinat Bet, that this light is going to come back to where? To Bina. The light of Malchut gets revealed in Malchut of Atzilut. No. Because there was a Masach of Aviut Bet. And she returned it.
So where is everything we think we cannot create?
Let's not first understand this idea and then we go to what it means really slowly. אמנם בבריאה מתלבש האור אינסוף ליבוש אחר בבינה דאצילות, וזאת הבינה נעשה מסך סתום ומלובש גמור, אשר על ידו מקבלים 10 ספירות דבריאה כולם, אפילו כתר חוכמה דבריאה. And then after that, when she creates this מסך of סתום, that means does not allow that חוכמה, original חוכמה to go down, she starts giving a special light for creation. Now, what is that a special light for creation? Before that, let's go to Tet and read the Tet.
The period of Atzilut or the period itself?
Between, as soon as the Or Chozer of Bina goes up, of Bechinat Bet goes up and creates a Libush on the original Libush which was Chochmah, as soon as that happened, this light, she, Bina, when the light goes back to Bina, she creates a masach, and she whatever light she has captured, she says, okay, with this, we are going to create an olam called Olam Bria. But let's read this section.
So it's the Bria of Atzilut that does this.
There is no Bria of Atzilut. Bria comes after Atzilut. With what? With the masach of Bechinat Bet that was captured. Bina of Atzilut, that's correct. Bina Atzilut is really the Shoresh, the cause of Olam Bria. It's because the idea of Bria starts from where? From Bina. That's why we said the Gashmiut, any creation starts from Bina. Up till Bina, there is no such a concept of creating anything. Everything up to Bina was light of Chochmah, Or Elyon. So to speak, Or Ein Sof. But however, this Or Ein Sof, this Or Chochmah has come all the way down till Malchut of Atzilut. That means it has gone to Zerampin and it has gone to Malchut. And the Malchut has returned the light to create a Libush of Bechinat Bet, that means up to Sefira Bina. Which light would have gone to Zerampin then? Of which Aviyut?
Would that have been light of Bina?
With what Aviyut would go to Zerampin?
Would be Aviyut Aleph.
Right. Chochmah doesn't want. Chochmah says, Hakol bechochmah sita. I have to give this Chochmah to everybody. And Bina at first did not object. He says, go and leave the impression. The father has to leave an impression. And then Bina starts to grow up the child.
Would it have created the breaking of the vessels again if that had taken place? No.
Absolutely. It already happened once.
No, but I mean, if it had gone and created Or Chozer with the Or Chozer.
Now, since now they went through Derech Halon, Vaderech Nekev Tzar, there is a protection. Now, what? Because before there wasn't the concept of Chalon Nekev Tzar. After the Bina, she didn't create Or Chozer, she created Or Libush. But say, okay, you want to go through, Vaderech Chalon Nekev Tzar. Now, what is Chalon? Really, what is Chalon? Chalon, in reality, to understand, is the concept of not having any gar. Gar. Gimel Rishoni. It's only Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod. That's what Chalon really causes. Doesn't allow the Chochmah Bina, Keter Chochmah Bina of the energy to go through. Only the Zayin Tachtonim of it to go through. You follow? That's Chalon. Or Nekev Tzar is not even allowing that to go through, just through a crack to go through for sustenance. Most of the light remains outside. But still of the same Bichina, Bichinat Bet, to Malchut of Atzilut, both light comes in. Chochmah comes in. Shines Baderech Halon to Zerampin and Nekev Tzar to Malchut. And what Bina does is stop this too. Minute, nothing. No aviut. What is the aviut of Malchut at that stage? Practically no pool at all. There's no pool. It's whatever Zerampin gives. That's why he called Nekev Tzar, practically stopped completely. The light, the original light has diminished tremendously. Right. Now the Chalon becomes Gar to Malchut. Becomes Gar to Malchut.
Gar?
Gar, right. Wow. This Malchut is the one that gives her the light. Without Malchut connecting to Zerampin, it's not complete, doesn't receive no light. Because she gets her light from Zerampin, but we're going to study this. We're going to see this in more detail. Let's go to Tet, and this Tet gives us a good understanding of it. Before, no, let's go to Chet, which is one above. Al yadei bechelek bet beluach shalot ot lamet bemilat chalon. Reference to when you want to study a little bit more. I am in page Kuf Tet Vav, section Or Pinimi Chet. Al yadei bechelek bet beluach ha-teshuvot ot lamet bemilat chalon shebekol makom. Everywhere. Shahamasach po'el la'alot or chozer mimata lemala. All places that you have a masach and causes or chozer mechone ba'aviyut b'shem chalon.
Wow. So what's the difference?
Okay. Chalon says that there is or chozer. First. In Bina wasn't at first or chozer. So he says here the Lacharon, there got to be an Or Chozer, Ein Sham, consider, go and read it. Vegam kan poel aviyud mimata lemala keniskar bedivrei harav, va'al ken mechone sham harav et ha'aviyud de bichinat Zerampin, the aviyud that Zerampin has, bichinat malchut, b'shem, chalon ve'nekev tzar. What is aviyud of Zerampin? Aleph. And that's why it's called it Chalon. So that means, what Bina does? Bina says, what is your Aviyut? I have Bichinat Bet, but what is your Aviyut? I won't change the Aviyut of Bichinat Bet, but what I will do, since you can handle only Aleph, I'll put a Chalon so you will get Aleph. Same light. I'm not making an Or Chozer. I'm just reducing the diaphragm, so to speak. Not the whole light to go, and I'm making it a little bit tighter. But the light is still the same light. Nothing has changed.
But if she had created Or Chozer, it would have been the same thing?
No, that's not true. Then the light that will come to Zerampin is not of Aviyut Bet, of Aviyut Aleph. But when it comes there, Chalon, we said, he receives, depending how much of Or Chozer he creates. If he creates the full amount, the whole thing Zerampin creates the Or Chozer, then what she gets? She gets Bechinat Bet. The Zerampin. That, why? Because she has the possibility of getting all the lights, connecting to the gap. The whole purpose of Bina is to separate Gar and Vak. That's the purpose of Bina, to separate Gar from the Vak. So until the Vak is not ready, the Gar not to be connected. That's why the concept of gadlut v'katnut comes about. There, Bina says, yes, do you want this to be chokhmah that you want to create? Chokhmah, no problem. But let me be here in between to give your chokhmah to as much as the children can handle. I am not going to change the quality of your avyut, which is bichinat bet, the purpose that you have. That's why we have both nefesh, ruach, and neshama to handle, because we have the avyut of bet, which is bina, which is neshama, or of neshama. You follow what is happening here? So therefore, bina is facilitating that first you build up your nefesh. You build up your milemata. That's why chalon v'nekev tzah. First build up nefesh, which is the orav malchut. Then build up bimata lemala, we say. Then build up zerampin, connect zerampin and malchut together. And when you are in completion, in unification, you are in achal, then you have the opportunity to connect to ga, which is essentially to bina, and bina is what? Bina is chokhmah.
So
how long
is the gadlut and the negative side is the
gadlut? When you build up the malchut to connect to zerampin, zerampin to bina, now you have gadlut. In reality, this is what's happening in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we are in gadlut. We started from Pesach, day first was one gadlut, then it came the second night and started katnut, we came to gadlut rishon be Shavuot, and then we went through the rest of the process, Tishrei, we received gadlut sheni. That's why God judges, okay, you grow up, you mature, how far did you go? That's gadlut sheni. And then again, the whole process starts again all over. You get judged, you go 6 months. Then again, there is a katnut, gadlut, one gadlut, second gadlut, and hala vahala vahala.
It seems that bina has two natures. Bina
in reality has three natures.
Three natures.
But it seems that one of them is the allowance
to go through and the other one is to.
And after that, to continue, how to continue. She becomes the thinker. She is the understanding. She understands how this creation has to go forward in order the wishes of Chokhmah to be complete. Because not all of the Chokhmah came to Bina. It is in Bina, but Bina is kind of, is concealed within Bina. But Bina is kind of holding the Chokhmah not to continue. Because if the Chokhmah comes back again, is same mistake, same event will repeat that happened in Memhei and Ben of the Keter, of Parsuf of Adam Kadmon.
Is that the difference between Ve'ah and Rachel?
Of course. She is the upper six, she is the lower one. She is the part of Malchut, Rachel is Malchut, Le'ah is Erampin. It's two aspects. That's why you have Shnei Malchuyot in Zerampin. One is Malchut of Malchut, one is Malchut, and both are carried by who? By Zerampin. Because Zerampin is the Chalom. You want to look into Shamayim, you go there to Chalom. And NASA uses the word chalon, by the way, that they say the window opens, the window is open. When the window is open, they can send in satellite up. If the window is not open...
But chalon is Israel. It has to be.
Chalon?
It has to be because...
Chalon, but...
Chalon is Tzinor. It has to be Tzinor.
No. Zerampin is Tzinorot. But let's go here. I know where you are not far. Let's put it, we'll put it in a more precise. Now it says again, Va'al ken mechuneh, I am in still chet, in last four lines. ועל כן מכונה ששם הרב את האביות בבחינת זרם פין ובחינת מלכות בשם חלון ונקבצה. He calls, yes, this is אביות of חלון, this is אביות of נקבצר, להיות המסכים שלמטה מקומת חוכמה שמשמשים שם רק ממטה למעלה לפנינו. He says, yes, they are the aviyuts that they capture חוכמה. They capture חוכמה, but as per their own aviyut. Bina allows this first time the light to go, and be, they capture, but they capture, she defines that aviyut, one being Aleph and one being Nekefsar. ואין להקשות, and don't get stuck here, כאן המבואר במקום אחר, שגם בעשר ספירות האצילות יש שם ה' פרצופים. Do understand that there is a ה' פרצופים as well in עולם האצילות, שבכל אחד יש בחינת זיווג דעקה. And creating each פרצוף, which five פרצופים, five times זיווג דעקה, there is five levels of aviyut. In where? In עולם האצילות. What do you mean by five? What is the aviyut of olam atzilut? So five times zivugim is five times four phases of gimel. All of it is gimel. All of it is kuma gimel.
It's five phases.
But no, it's in reality the fifth is shoresh, is zero. And creates five parts of it. Five parts of him. All of them are Kuma Chokhma. All of them are Kuma Chokhma, but their phase of youth in the Kuma Chokhma changes. Okay? I hope you remember that. Hey, Parsum, שבכל אחד יש בחינת זיווג דעקה, כי יש הפרש גדול ורב ביניהם. להיות כל אלו hey, Parsufim, הצילות, הם... היי החלקים של העשר ספירות דקומה חוכמה והתבאר זה במקומו. They are the five parts of the חוכמה. So חוכמה has five parts. Because we said everything to become complete has to go really to four phases. And the original is the שורש.
Like, so you're considering the five parts of him as four phases? That it has to go through this? Is that what
you said? Correct. And each phase it goes, it has a zivug daka. Each phase has zivug daka. Every time has a zivug daka, it finishes one phase. But totality of atzilut is made of or chokhma, koma of chokhma. That's correct. That says
so then also itself, that's four phases.
Of aviyut dalet. Yes.
So
exactly the same pattern, exactly the same thing. But the Olam Adam Kadmon is a view of Dalet, Olam of Atzilut is
Gimel.
And
there's no other way we can have Zivug without the Hakkara. Does it have to be
with Hakkara? There is always got Zivug Daka. That is a kind of a zivug.
But is it possible to have a zivug without the Hakkara?
Yes, zivug tamidi. They are all a state of zivug. They never separate. And that happens. That's between Abba and Ima. Zivug tamidi. But that zivug occurs, they are one. But it occurs only depending to what Zeran Pin Malchut do. Yes, we said this is for Abba Ve'ima is one of the parts of him of Olam Atzilut. Now, Tet, what Tet means here it says Bibriya. Now, what's the aspect of Bibriya? Klomar shehamasach v'hamalchut mizdachechim lebichinat bet shenikra bina ve'or ensof mitpashet lezivug daka. Ala masach ha'u. So now Or Ein Sof is really hitting the masach of Bechinat Bet, Omale or chozer be komat bina. Says now the koma is bina. Shaor chozer hau hu halibush acher v'chadash al or ensof. Now this is a new libush, covering the or ensof, called or bina. V'ha b'meshone b'harbe. And you know what? This closes tremendously different that was that original libush of Chokhmah. Hu libush acher v'chadash al or ensof b'meshone b'harbe milibush de'or chozer shel ha'atzilut gufiya. Ki libush de'atzilut hu mihaka'a b'masach b'chinat gimel hamamshich or ha'chokhmah b'kol ha'eser sefirot. Velibush ha'chadash hazeh, that is bina, hu mihaka'a b'masach b'chinat bet. שקומתו אינו מגיע להלביש עד החוכמה דאור ישר. It only comes up to the חוכמה of אור ישר, אלא רק לבינה דאור ישר. It doesn't capture the חוכמה, it only comes till בינה of אור ישר. והרכן אין בו מאור חוכמה כלום. Because this light that he captures is not anymore considered Chokhmah. Chokhmah and Keter is concealed within the Or Bina. והנה זיווג זה בהכרח שנעשה באצילות כנזכר למעלה באור פנימי, אבל כל עשר ספירות הללו מתלבשים בהליבוש דקומת בינה נמשכים מהמסך למטה ובאים בעולם הבריאה. And here, what Bina does is captures, and this light comes from Bina, lower to create an olam of Bria. כלומר, אף על פי שהאור חוזר עולה בתחילה מהמסך שהבינה ולמעלה, דהיינו בעולם הצילות כנזכר למעלה, אשר גם ספירות האצילות בהכרח שמתלבשים בליבוש זה קומה בינה, ממש אין הביות הסתימה של המסך הזה עולה שם אפילו משהו. Remember that that is true that the or bina comes and covers until bina of atzilut, a covering. But it does not affect the essence, the interior aspect, the higher level of the light. It's only does covering from binaf atzilut below, but doesn't affect the essence at all. That's what he wants to mention here. כלומר, אף על פי שהאור חוזר עולה בתחילה מהמסך שבהבינה ולמעלה, היינו בעולם הצילות כנזכר למעלה, אשר גם הספירת הצילות בהכרח מתלבשים בליבוש זה קומה בינה ממש, אין הביות והסתימה של המסך הזה עולה שם אפילו משהו, כי אין הביות ופגם יכול לפעול כלל בעליונים מהם, ובחינת קבלה כזו מכונה חלון ונקב צער. This concept of not allowing any more further to affect the upper, because Bina has put a masach satum here, that the Elyon not to come down, and the below not to affect the above. That's satum. The Elyon cannot, she stops it to come down, and she does not allow the tachton, the lower one, to affect the Elyon. She is in really comes in control of how the Elyon to connect to Tachton.
So it's a complete Satum.
She's in charge.
No, there's Chalom and Nekevtzah.
To the lower world.
Right, but it's a complete Satum.
To the lower world. That means to the Bria Yetzirah Asiya.
It's like
that Chokhmah never comes in. No, Satum. That Chokhmah can't. can't come. Huh? It's a tomb. It doesn't allow you to come in.
But is it completely automatic?
It's a regulator, right?
Yeah. If it comes in, if there is any light coming in, it's only light of Bina.
Okay, so it's a completely Satum.
No, Chokhmah is Satum. Chokhmah has to get concealed by Bina before it can go in.
Even the word Satum implies that it's something can be done about it.
It is within it. It's concealed inside. It's still there, but it's concealed. You can open it, you can crack it open.
Yeah, you can open it.
Yeah.
Right. That's why the nefesh can only reach the neshama, and the neshama holds the
higher. And only Bina of Atzilut can do that.
Yeah, that's why the neshama holds the higher.
I don't know those things. We are jumping.
You can't go further than that.
Not yet. No. That's how the Bria is this light that originally been captured. That's it. Now, Kloma Afal Pisha Or Choser, we read this, Nekevta. Now, we go to the last seven line. Klomar Bilishum Aviud Afilu Mashu, Mashe'en Kanba Or Choser, I read me Lemata Mea Masach Sheben Atzilut Le Bria. So, therefore, there is a Masach between Atzilut and Bria. Hainu ha'eser sefirot habaot be'olam ha'biriya harei koach va'aviyut ha'masach hu kol ha'shoresh shel hitpashtut ha'or ha'insof bahem lefi kach nasa ha'masach situm o malbush gamur.
It is
complete. Right? Malbush gamur ha'magbil. It causes gvulim. Et ha'or ein sof. It puts limit on the or ein sof. Mila'ir sham mashu mi'or ha'chokhmah. That means absolutely stops anything to come from or chokhmah to come down. Shehirihu masach de bichinat bet she'en or chozer shelo magia lechokhmah ela lebina de or yasha. All because the bichinat bet aviyut of bichinat bet only magia lebina and cannot reach chokhmah. Now, milayir mishum chokhmah veiriru masach de bichinat bet she'en ha'or chazer shelo magia lechokhmah ela lebina de'or yashal levad veze she'harav וזה שהרב כתוב שנעשה מסך סתום. This is the meaning of מסך סתום. כלומר, what it means, שסותם את האור דאצילות. It sotems the אור of אצילות. That means it does not allow the אור of אצילות to go to בריאה. היינו, אור החוכמה. מלהופיע, to make appearance, בעולם הבריאה, אפילו משהו, מטעם שמסך זה משפיע אל הבריאה ממעלה למטה, כמבואה. Now, חף, let's go to דלת, read one more, I think we can make one more, and we have gone forward, ברוך השם. Let's go right on top of the page. It says, Hasefira Eliona Shebekol Komat, and Eser Sefirot, this Sefira that is Elion, top of all the Sefirot, Me'ira Bekol Eser Hasefirot. One Sefira that stays on top, Shime'ira Bekol Hasefirot. There is one Sefira above Bria, there is Eser Sefirot Shel Bria, and she shines on Eser Sefirot Shel Bria. ספירה של אותה הקומה באופן שבעולם הצילות בעולם הצילות מקבלות כל עשר ספירות שבו את האור החוכמה בעולם הבריאה, מקבלות כל עשר ספירות את האור הבינה. So this אור הבינה that was captured in עולם הצילות, it's going to shine on עשר ספירות of עולם בריאה. דלת, נמצא, it's understood, כי האצילות מקבל אור חוכמה עליה. אצילות received אור חוכמה, complete. כי אינסוף מתלבש בתוכה. And אינסוף is inside. However, remember, אצילות, all the חלקים של אצילות receives חוכמה. בעד זרם פינו מלכו דרך חלון נקבצה. Okay, not to forget that. כי מקבל אור חוכמה עליה, כי אור אינסוף מתלבש בתוכה, ועל כן אינו נחשב שמקבל רק מהחוכמה לבד. והבריאה מקבל אור הבינה, כי העשר ספירות והחוכמה מתלבשות בתוכה. ועל כן הבריאה אינה מקבלת רק מבינה לבד. וזה סוד. אימה עלייה מקננה בקורסייה. Now what that means? Its explanation is what is Bina? What role Bina is really playing? Playing like Ima, the mother, Aliyah, like the highest level of motherhood. And what is that? It says comparison is to Mikanena de Karsuya. There is a nest, there are birds on the nest, and she always hovers over them. What the bird does, she doesn't sit on them all the time. Sometimes she has to fly to go and get food and bring for the bird. And then she sits for a while on them, and then she goes, she again brings, she feeds herself, and she gets some food to bring for the kids. This is Bina Eliona, is acting exactly like this. But remember, she's not sitting on the birds all the time. Yeah. Bina is not there. The mother is not there all the time. The mother has to go, bring food, and again, but she's all the time protecting the kids. Now, this example is where we Torah we have that when you want to take the children, you gotta let the mother go, and then take the children. Right, this now for whatever, but this is this point, that what is the role of this Bina that we say Bina of Atzilut?
What did you say? That if you want to take the child, you let the mother go?
Yeah, that's it's the biggest mitzvah.
It's a very, very mitzvah. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to feel the pain of separation of the children. So he tells us when we see a bird, the children to separate them so we can feel the pain. And one time a man did that and he fell off the ladder and died. Now understand why.
It's a very, very deep understanding of part of Torah in this regard. No.
And now I understand why the men died. And that's why, what's his name? I couldn't understand why the men died.
Well,
he left Judaism.
Uh-huh.
But now I understand the man died because he went one with God because he felt the pain of God.
Oh, but that's a shame. We're going to have
die?
A chance to understand it more and more. We just begin. We're going to stop it here. Hopefully, Bezat Hashem, we're going to continue. I know it's the Silichot, but the last 10 days of Silichot, we are not going to have a class because I am going to observe